If you want to report an episode for any reason, maybe the language is a bit fruity and it wasn't marked explicit, you've listened to all the bit that you wanted to, and now you want to take it off your queue.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
When you're listening to an episode of a podcast on True Fans, you will notice the icons that are under the play or resume button. We've already talked about the first few of those icons, and now we're going to talk about the final icon. It's a dot, dot, dot in a circle, which suggests to me there's a few extras in there. Is that right, Sam?
Correct. Yes, there are. So the first one is very simply, if you click on it, you go back to the show. So you go up to the podcast level. The next one is if you want to share this episode with friends. Oh, I really enjoyed this episode. Share it to social media, wherever you want. You can mark an episode as played. Now, why would you do that? Well, it may be that you've got it in a list that you want to get through. You've listened to all the bit that you wanted to, and now you want to take it off your queue. Remember, there's one user setting as well that makes this really useful. You can set that we hide all shows that are marked as played or completed so that you can see in a podcast episode list what you haven't listened to yet. And so you can hide stuff as well. But your marked as played goes straight into your history tab in your profile. So you can go and see a history of what you listen to, how long you listen to it, and by month as well, and year. So it's a nice way of just keeping a record of what you've been listening to. After mark as played is the create note option, and we'll talk more about this in detail in a future episode. The next one down is the download icon, so you can download the audio and listen offline. And finally, if you want to report an episode for any reason, maybe the language is a bit fruity and it wasn't marked explicit, or maybe there was a comment made that you thought was wrong, then you can report that back to both the creator and us at True Fans.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of FanZone for you to get stuck into, and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the FanZone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.